Questlove. Go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? Holy shit. Been a minute, man.
Glad to be back.
Hell yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
I sat the last one out, man. Y'all motherfuckers held it down, man. Shouts to both of y'all, man.
Thanks, man.
How y'all feeling?
Went through the archives.
We tried.
Yeah,
we tried.
That's dope shit.
The archives. That's coming out soon.
Yeah,
dope
absolutely.
Shit. Yeah, bro. We got a dope, fucking dope episode plan, man. We got an interview coming up in a little bit. Ooh. Just briefly. I'm going to go ahead and tease it now because I think we're going to get him on right after the first song. But,
yeah,
Man, Chris the Glove Taylor. Maybe, yeah.
Everybody's like, scratching their heads right now.
People are probably like, who is that? But the dude is influential as hell. And we've been, I want to say, on a West Coast kick. But we've been, it feels like we've been talking about a lot of West Coast stuff. But this is, you know, this is interesting. And it's, it digs at some West Coast history.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's got some stuff that he gets into that he's talked about in the past that we are anxious to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
As far as his place and some history, man. He's been on some historic projects. And, there's a reason why people are probably like, who the hell is Chris the Glove Taylor? So we're going to find that out, man. But, I mean, when you find out what he's worked on, it's crazy.
Think of Quentin Miller.
Yeah.
And that'll explain something.
There you go.
There you go.
These are the riddles.
I like that
shit, man. That's good stuff, man.
That's good.
Host.
That's real good.
But shit, man, everybody doing good, man? Feeling good?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool, man. Y'all got to put up with my nasally ass, man. I know I still don't sound like back to normal. I've been sick as fuck, but it's all good, man. We going to fucking roll with it regardless.
You sound nice.
That's good, man.
You sound very.
Thank you, bro.
That sounds good.
Very professional.
You should rap. And be good.
Dog, man. We got some shout outs to run out, man. Got a couple of them, I see.
Got a couple.
All of these is actually coming off of Twitter, man. We got the homie Lexington.
Underscore.
Flex Nations 1.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. It's homie _ Lexington. Bam. Flex Nations 1. Mad the Merc. And what was it?
Am I Live?
Am I Live? I'm about to be like, Emil? And I'm like, no. Yeah. Am I Live NYC?
That's what's up.
Shouts to y'all.
Hold on.
What's up?
What's happening right now?
What's up, son?
Something's not right, guys.
We need
Let's
a
have
shot.
A fucking shot.
That'll always help, man.
Yeah.
Where the shotty glasses at?
Let's have a shot. Mine, I actually forgot my shotty glass, so I'm going to do it in my big glass.
Big boy glass.
Yeah, just fill it all the way up.
Yeah, I'm going to mix it with a little bit of
beer. What are you drinking there? What is that? Tell the fans.
It's going to be some, we're going to have some Amsterdam peach.
New Amsterdam peach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all know the routine, man. Whatever you got at the crib, man, pour up.
Have it the water.
Drink along. Yo, man, I'm just going to go totally random here, man. Have y'all watched Narcos yet?
Yes.
Yo, how far are you?
I finished.
Oh, man. See, I got to catch up. I'm on like episode seven. Yo, that shit is fucking... It's fire.
I haven't caught it yet.
It's the shit. I'm telling you.
Muy bien.
It's fucking...
Muy bien.
The subtitles be killing me.
Si.
I like it though because it adds to the...
Estás confundido.
The authenticity.
Si.
Here
it's
we
okay.
go. Here, I shouldn't even say that shit.
You're going to figure out. Because it's very misunderstood, Mr. Escobar.
I knew the motherfucker was a drug dealer, man. But, I didn't know... to these depths of what the motherfucker was doing. Now I gotta go fact check and see how much of this shit was really real. But I'm just telling you, man, right now Narcos is the shit. It's on Netflix. If you got Netflix, you need to be watching it. For real.
Well, let's do a shot. Can we do a shot?
Shouts to Narcos, damn it. Shouts to being back in the studio.
Yeah, so glad to have you over the keyboard.
Yeah, that don't even look like vodka no more, man. That shit look like brandy.
And cantamos la música de la hip hop.
Sí.
El sótano.
El sábado gigante.
El sótano.
Let's get this shit popping right, man.
El sótano. That means the basement. I'm freaking you out.
This is Logic right here, man. One of our favorite young up-and-comers, man. We got Logic featuring Big Lin. Is it Limbo?
Lembo.
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 Track is called Young Jesus. Check it out, man. We in the basement, episode 37, baby.
Let's go. Sótano.
It's that 9-5 shit right here.
Take them back to the 90s.
Okay, now take a trip inside my mind like you was off to Venice. It's me and B.I.G. LMBO cooking like chemists. Take them back to way back when, like Dennis the Menace. Causing mayhem on the come up like a young apprentice. Smoking weed and getting higher than a flight attendant. Hip hop, this sending gold, Jesus on my pendant. Gotta pull it out for everyone that's in attendance. Okay, back in the day as a college bartender. Still can't believe I didn't get a shorty pregnant. Man, that's the definition of a life sentence. A whole lot of beef, no bread, no lettuce. Cause I couldn't keep it in my briefs, man, that's pathetic. Fuck all that back and forth, this ain't a game of tennis. I be in my motherfucking chamber like the Senate. Scared to go outside, but I know I can't prevent it. I'm forever alone in my mind. See, I'm a self-diagnosed hypochondriac. Either at the crib or on the tour bus is where you find me at. Yeah, I know that I'm living like I got it okay, yeah. But I swear that I'm not that neurotic over here. Yeah, over here, over here.
Hey yo, fuck all that. It's the fat young Jesus. Flow prestigious. Stuck the money and play in the field, man, like Regis. Better believers, believers, grabbing your bitches' cleavage like. Wah. I went from surveying to Super Saiyan Slenderman. Bitches want an autograph, I signed them titties and cran like I said.
B.I.G.L.M.B.O. cooking like chemists. It's B.I.G.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.L.M.B.
scannable, young cannibal. Eat whack MCs like Hannibal, cause Joe Pesci's my spirit animal.
Over here, over here, over here, over here. Okay, the flow delicious, bounty hunting like Sir Vicious. The young Spiegel, interstellar with my retrieval. Furthest from evil, I throw this shit back like medieval. I spit it out like a Beretta, you know I get better by giving the people. Not a fuck given, check the method, that's how we living. Always been driven, had a sight and yet never hidden. The return of the Jedi, bitch, I bet I do the show and catch a red. I hope I said I leave them dead, I know I do. This shit is overdue, pass me the fifth and I'm coming through. The B-I-G-L-E-M-B-O on the way to Rio. Adios Mios, looking for a Latin Leo to hold the brother down like the white man. Fuck that.
Hey yo, enough's enough, man, on my word, I never bluff. Even in a pair of cuffs, no, we always keep it real like goddamn. Don't even step like I ain't the man, I'm just
301 reppin'. Second I step in Maryland, I gotta conceal it like a murder weapon.
I kept in the glove, rap back, you know it's all love. We the realest, so fuck you if you ain't feelin'. Throw a mullet off in your crib and tell them bitches the billest, we the illest. Finger fuck a critic, shit is darker than the Chronicles of Riddick. Yes, I did it, why they bit it, you know we got it.
Smack you with the palm, save the back for your mom. Sound the alarm, you know we got it going on.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, that was rough, man. That too. That was fire right there. You can crank it back up just a little bit.
Limbo. Like Big Pun.
Yo.
Logic's not messing around, dude.
Yo, he got a, yo, he sounded like Pun. Like a,
he sounded like Pun, but Logic sounded like he got the bars like Pun, but he got the voice like Pun, and then he sounded like he got the bars like Fat Joe, and Logic got bars like
Pun. I'm going to tell you what, too, man. That's
true.
That's some different production. I'm not used to hearing Logic over that type of beat.
Yeah. We need a song with Big Limbo. Your old Droog and Action Bronson. That show would be fire.
How does it go?
Did it in the middle of Little Italy.
Little did we know that we riddled some middlemen who didn't do diddly.
Yeah, that's
in the middle
shit
of Little Italy. Little did we know that we riddled some middlemen who didn't do diddly. It'll be a cold day in hell the day I'm taking off. That was great.
Real dope shit, man.
Pack in the Mac in the back of the act.
Don't get me started on that, man. I'll do that shit.
I'll do that shit all day.
For real, man. But y'all hear this ooh, delicious Snoop Dogg shit playing in the background right here, man. The gentleman we have on the phone is responsible for this track, amongst others.
Come on.
Going all the way back to the Chronic.
What?
For real.
Well, he's been in the game a long time.
Been in the game, and yeah, he started before that. Goes all the way back as far as Ice-T, man.
Yes, sir.
Back in, you know, you remember Ice-T when he was in Breaking?
Of course.
Yeah, you know, it was way, way, way back, man.
No doubt.
And I'm curious. I want to dig into the history, find out. I know some people are gonna be like, yeah, right, man, he didn't do that. I want all of that. I want to ask those questions. We're gonna get into it. But right now, on the phone, we are joined by none other than Chris the Glove Taylor.
What's
going on, Chris? How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great, man. It's hot out here.
Well, where you at right now? Where about exactly?
I'm in L.A., man, on the west side.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Man, so I guess first we could probably go back to, I mean, we kind of let in with the breaking, man. So how did you get hooked up with Ice-T first off?
Well, that's an interesting story, man. Let me tell you. Basically, there was a club that was an underground club that was going on. And a friend of mine who had a mobile disco, doing, I used to get free speakers from him to do my gig by delivering speakers for his other gig.
Damn.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had a little hustle going back then. I was like 20. One of the spots was this spot. I said, I've been there. And, you know, he introduced me to the owners. And they said they were looking for DJs. And, you know. So I was like, yo, I'm a DJ. And they was like, you're a DJ, we heard. What's your DJ name? And so I was, you know, hot shit, but no DJ name. So I was like, you know, DJ Chris, right? You know, thought that was going to fly. And they was like, you know, when you come back, we'll have a name up on the marquee. So I get on back to the spot. I come back that night, and they have a name on the marquee. It's the Glove. So that night, I come into work, and Ice-T is the MC. So they had, like, house DJ, house MC. We had lots of acts performing when they were first coming out, like Malcolm McLaren, Madonna.
Damn.
Oh, wow, man.
It's an interesting story, actually. Madonna comes to the club, and this is when she was, you know, wearing that crazy stuff, you know, all kind of bangles. And Ice-T brings her up on stage, right? And so I'm DJing, and I play her record, and Ice-T goes to let her do her thing, and she pulls him back.
Mm.
And she starts taking his clothes off, right? She takes off his shirt.
For real?
And then she pulls over to the DJ booth, and she pulls me, and she starts taking off my shirt. She got us in dude.
Oh, damn.
Dude, crazy. It was bananas, bro. So we had this little tiny-ass dressing room where the ceiling was like, I'm 6'5". The ceiling was like an inch over my head, dude, under the stage. So we was all down there kicking this little-ass room for like a couple hours, me, Ice, Madonna, just chilling and shit.
Damn.
So
Drake was not her first victim, it doesn't sound like.
That's wild.
She's a veteran seducer.
You know what? Honestly, Ice might have been her first.
Man.
Now that you mention it, I'm gonna bring that up. He's gonna be like, you know what? I think I was.
So you guys were doing the breakdance and music and all that shit. You know, the Egyptian Lover was popping off at the time, right? You had Nucleus. That kind of stuff was really popular. That's what you guys were getting into, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the way it worked was we played like, it was two types of music. It was the funk. You got to remember, it was a lot of stuff, Confunction and Earth, Wind & Fire and Prince and all that stuff was cracking before hip-hop really kicked off. It was a sexual movement is what I can call it in L.A. They used to do this dance called The Freak. And the faster the beat, the closer you can get the chick up on you.
Yep.
So we used to play the electro stuff because it was 120 BPMs, dog. You get the
damn.
That's it, like, on your thigh.
Yep.
Jesus.
Damn, that's nuts.
Yeah, it was cracking, bro. Yeah, that was sex on the floor. Well, I'm telling you, Uncle Jam Army was a beast.
That's out of control.
That was a weekly nightclub, my man.
How did you get from the party music to the gritty, grimy shit? Like, were you fucking with Ice-T when he started doing, like, 6 a.m. and all that shit, or what? Like, did he get tired of the high BPMs? Then. Was he exhausted?
What happened? The high BPM thing was they wanted something high energy for that scene. So let me tell you how Reckless came about. It was actually that track before they actually hired me to score the thing.
Yeah.
And I hustled my way in that movie. Check it out. I'm telling you, man, I heard that they was having a being in the club and all that. So I was like, yo. You know, I met the producers with the owner. I was like, man, y'all got to have a DJ, man. Y'all ain't gonna have a club with no DJ, you know? And they was like, well, I don't know who we got. I'm the DJ. Like, I talked my way into that. Like, yo, it's by our club. I'm the DJ. Ice is the rapper. He was already, you know, he was acting and stuff, trying to get going.
Damn.
So he was already had to hustle his way in, you know? And so it was like, yeah, they wrote us in, you know, we got paid. I got paid the same thing they was getting, you know, like something like $1,500 a week. You know, while we were shooting back in 83, bro, we was rolling.
Wow.
Trust me, that's like 15,000 a week here today.
Killer.
When they started talking about, well, after we had been shooting, they were like, also they were talking about, I caught up with the producers, I ear hustled them. They was talking about, yeah, we need music, authentic music. Maybe we should call Afrika Bambaataa. And I was like, yo. And my girlfriend at the time was like, go tell them dudes you do music. I had just bought an 808. I had never made a beat in my life. Reckless was the first beat I ever made.
Damn.
And let me tell you something, man. I did that with a cat named David Storrs. David Storrs did all the keyboards and all that. Well, I did the beat.
Damn.
Right? And the scratching. You know, he put the music on there.
So Reckless was a huge success, man. I read where that one did like 4 million because it was on the soundtrack. Let's fast forward to how did you get linked up and connected with Dr. Dre? Let's go to the Chronic era.
The way I met Dre through a buddy of mine, man. We met Dre at a party.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat out there and was whooping his ass in dominoes. And so we started, you know, hanging. I wasn't really going to tell him I did music, bro. I was on some just kicking and shit, like, fuck it. This was in 89. I already had bigger records than him. He was still playing catch up with NWA because Reckless sold.
Damn.
You know, I had plaques on that. NWA got to sell a lot. Even though it's more songs and he had a bigger portion to make more profit, he still didn't have as many sales.
Right.
So yep, I was like, whatever with Dre. You know, they were some ghetto cats, and I was, you know, bougie. Straight up, nigga, I was a killer DJ. Nobody could handle me on the tables.
So you didn't mess with them when they were world-class wrecking crew, none of that. You didn't even know who they were at that point.
Trip this. I'm from the West Side, and they from Compton.
Yep.
But we wasn't going to Compton at all for nothing.
I got you.
It was a barrier like at the fucking freeway where niggas' cars just wouldn't go past. It
was stopped. So you're painting a good picture. I can totally see that. So you guys met, and at first you weren't even, you know, you said you weren't even thinking about talking about music. How did you guys get on the topic of, hey, man, you know, I produce too. Maybe we should link up and work together. How did that happen?
Yeah, my boy Dave, he started kicking with Dre like daily. And so he brought him by, and he told him, he was like, man, you stubborn glove, tell him that you do this shit. So he actually signed my group, Poor Broken Lonely, to Ruthless Records. That's how we met.
Wow.
All right.
And then he found out I was a, you know, he knew I was Glove, the DJ, and he found out that, you know, I was producing. He wanted somebody who he could pass projects on to or who could complete stuff, or he just needed somebody to, you know, be Spock, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so I was like, fuck it, I can do that. And so actually, you know, he taught me things. I taught him things. I introduced him to automation. You know, he introduced me to the way he does business, but we'll leave that alone.
What was the first song you did with Dre?
We signed to Ruthless, and we had a song on our first album called Funky Vibe, and he did a remix to it that we worked on together. And that's the first thing I did with him. Because when I first looked up with him, he was working on Niggas for Life was about to come out. They had put out 100 Miles and Running. We were shooting videos for that.
Yep.
So that's when I started hanging with him, 89. Straight Out of Compton had come out. They had Dope Man, and they was big, but they was no. They couldn't get in none of the
So Dre was, he sounded like you was like a utility person. You were like a jack of all trades. You could do bass lines.
Yep.
You could mix. So he started bringing you in. Early on, did anything, you know, kind of catch you off like, man, why is this dude, he's asking me for stuff, but, you know, I mean, were you getting paid for your work? Were they paying you for engineering time?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was, he signed my group, so I'm signed to Ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting checks and shit because of my group.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm with him, but we working on my shit, so yeah, I'm getting checks as an artist. And, you know, I did my deal as a producer, whatever, but I didn't sign anything with Ruthless as a producer. So when we go from that to The Chronic, and I start, because there's a space in there where the music changed, and we had some conversations directly about how he wanted to present the music, and we had some serious conversations about the formation of G-Funk and the sounds. Like, we were sampling records, and I kept saying, man, we need to just play these records, bro. We paying these cats. So I'm with him, and we're rolling, and we're coming up with concepts and ideas together. You know, it's like, I'm with him, so...
Yeah.
At that time, I'm making money off of my thing, but then I didn't even make a dime for doing for mixing and all that stuff and doing Stranded on Death Row. Not really. I was like, okay, we did a song on the Deep Cover soundtrack and got, you know, I made like, you know, 15 grand, you know, so I'm like, okay, I made this money. I'm going to go do this because he hooked this up. And you just don't know, bro, when you caught up and you just rolling the best restaurants and it's a whirlwind.
So the trust was there.
So but it sounds like that lifestyle kind of blinds you to, like, the business. Like, you living, you seeing the success, but the business
you ain't worried about
sitting
paying
on the
tab and all that stuff. But when you get home to pay the rent,
yeah,
like, hold on a second.
The deal is, this is the deal. It's like, the business says, yo, we need to do this deal. Let's do this paperwork. And it's like, okay, we're going to get with that tomorrow. We're going to the studio. Okay, cool. We're going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And we're going to do it tomorrow. Then when we finally get to do it, because I did have a contract with Death Row, which I signed with Godfather Entertainment as a producer. So I did do that deal, and I did get some money for that, another 15 grand. No, it was 20 grand.
Damn.
You know, so that 20 grand for a signing bonus, though, and this is in 1992. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm paid, I can work, but after you work a couple months or a month, like 20 grand, you know, it's time for something else, right? See, they got tricks, man. They'll say, okay, upon release, so you can do 10 tracks and expect to get paid on 10 tracks that they keep, but only one of them gets released.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh.
See what I mean? So, but now think about the time it takes you to do the 10 tracks. So then you start building up months and start going, what the fuck? I'm going to tell you, man, Cat got a picture and for on the cover of Spin magazine. And he's sitting, it's an aftermath shot. And he's like, he got a vault. And he's sitting in the doorway and it's all these 24-track tapes behind him. And if you look at those tapes, you're going to see my name on like, 35% of them. Glove. He's sitting in front of him like, this my shit. You know, it was sick. But the only thing was, you know, it was like with Tupac, man. Everybody don't know. Tupac was, I need a check, Suge. What's happening? Suge be like, here's 30 grand. Go get the Bentley. You cool. And then you come back like, yo, Suge, you know, what's happening? And then you got to also the other threat where you got to decide, okay, now look, I'm mad now. Do I really want to get into some gangster shit with these niggas?
That's true, too.
I'm going to tell you, man, Dre, that's my boy, man. Love him forever. But it's just, it's not really his fault in my case.
Let's talk about that, though, man. Now, you say you love him, but, like, I'm wondering how, because this wasn't the only time. So you had Stranded on Death Row, which you produced, which I never knew.
Yeah.
That's one of my fucking favorite records
we
off the Chronic.
We always assumed that was a Dre.
And so then you went into the work on Doggy Style. Keep in mind, this is all still Death Row. But then I know that, you know, everyone knows Dre left and went and formed Aftermath. And the first Aftermath, the first project was kind of a flop, man. That was the one where it was a compilation. So then he went from that to Chronic 2001, which now you're getting back to going multi-platinum. But then again, you had your hands in that one. And Explosive is the one. I thought that was a Dr. Dre track all the fucking way. But then I'm sitting here reading, listening to your story about it. And it's like, that was you. And then you said you originally did it. It wasn't even for Dre. Yeah, for King T, another West Coast legend.
Rice.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, dude, how do you still have love for this dude? Because you had to sue the motherfucker just to get a piece of what, I mean, when you look at piece. You look at the wealth that he amassed over all those years.
Can I ask a question?
It's crazy.
What about California Love, man?
That too. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
so how can you still love
like
this dude?
California Love, I didn't produce on. I just played keyboards on that, bro. I just touched it.
The whole thing is keys, though.
But it's worth something.
Yo, you ain't lying.
That song is all keys.
Trip this. Not only was it a part that I played, but it's a part that I created. So I share writers on there.
Take the keys off of California Love. That song ain't nothing, man.
Well,
I'm going to be honest with you. It was just one part. It's a real ill chord that stands out from everything else. And you hear it, and you know it. When you hear it, you think that's Dre.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Is it on the remix?
Like,
is it on the dream sequence?
No, it's on the original. They tried to recreate similar to on the remix. It didn't work.
Okay.
Nobody ever heard that. They heard the other one, though. And it's just one chord, but that's my chord. Can I get my 1/8% of what that motherfucker
something.
So, Glove, I got to ask you, how do you still have love for this man, bro? I mean, he's...
You know what? I'm going to tell you, bro. I went through my stages, you understand? Mm-hmm. And you got these stages they teach you about with grief and this and denial and all that.
Sure.
And I'm restored, and I really don't care.
Yeah. I got to make something clear to the fans, too, out there that agree with me on the Firm album, that I got to make sure that they're clear on one thing.
What's that?
He did not produce Firm Biz, which makes me really happy.
It was
too flashy.
Firm Biz is one of the worst songs on the fucking album.
That was a shiny suit.
It was.
Shiny suit song.
Man, imagine if they had put out Phone Tap first. That record would be a classic.
No kidding.
Listen, man, Phone Tap, Firm Fiasco, these are the best songs on the whole album.
That's mob music, baby. You read it.
It's unbelievable.
You're feeling me. That's mob music. They were like, you're going to work with, now listen to this, Nas, but he's also going to have, it was Carmega.
Yep.
It was AZ.
Yep.
And it was Foxy Brown. I'm thinking every time there's another dollar sign hitting my head. Like, oh, shit. And
no
I was
shit.
Like, I went. We used to have this place called the Dome. We Dre had like 100,000 records in there, nigga. We had them sorted out, categorized and shit.
Damn.
And we had an MP in there, a DAT machine, some turntables, everything you needed to go in there and get your loops cracked. Wow. And so I had keys to it. You know, everybody couldn't, you know, Jesus. I had access. And I told Dre, because what happened was when I got on board with Aftermath, they had that project. Because I was like, fuck you, I'm not coming over here. You didn't pay me for Death Row. You know, I was on him, you know, the first time. Jesus. And he was like, look, it's going to be cool. It was Suge, you good over here, blah, blah, blah. And so, I said, I want this much money, thinking it was a lot. And it wasn't. But he gave it to me, and he got me a studio and did everything. Dre had bought me a nanny for 2 years, bro, paid her weekly.
Damn.
All right? He did for me. It wasn't
You
weren't left out in the cold by any means.
Yeah. He was my man, dude. Sure. But, I mean, the flip side of that story is one day when I'm waiting to get, I used to get her check in with my check. So I went to pick up my paycheck and I pulled it out and there's a letter in there saying we're no longer paying for it.
Oh, man.
So you know what I mean? It's like love, but with a knife and a twist.
Probably
used
gave
to
you guys
be
a...
Jimmy Iovine's nanny, though. That's a
plus. That's a plus.
Does she give you any trade secrets, any business inside school? Man, he's mean to his kids.
Let me tell you. You listen to this. I told you she was Jimmy's nanny, right? Look, it's a network of them nannies, bro. They know all the motherfuckers, and they'll tell you what's going on in the house. I used to hear shit about what was happening at Dre's house or in fucking Jimmy's. Oh, no, I can't tell you, Mr. And then you tell me, nigga, that shit was, look, it's a whole bunch to do. It's a behind-the-scenes network.
We got time, man. Go ahead. What's up?
I'll just play.
Damn.
So, you know, I'm over that. Whatever. But every time they say Dre's a billionaire, I be thinking, yeah, he's holding some of mine over there, you know?
No shit.
What can I do?
Hey, I want to get some inside scoop if you have any on this, man. Because you mentioned Mega. Mega didn't make it to the fucking album. Yeah,
exactly.
No.
Were you... Do you know
what happened with Nature?
We all know Nas and Mega, and they ended up was beefing.
Falling out.
It
didn't go well.
Were you there for any of that?
Nah, trip this. The way that shit went down. Okay. Notorious B.I.G.R.P. Rest in Paradise had just been killed.
Yep.
About a few months prior. So them cats in New York was not coming to L.A.
Okay.
Mm. And we was like, okay, it's going to be retaliation. Yep. So we are not going to New York.
Right.
So we went to a neutral location. We all went to Miami, right?
I love Miami. So, I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah. So we recorded the whole album in Miami, right? So we didn't link up until after. And then look, we expecting Carmichael to like come walking. Nature comes in. It's like, who's this kid?
What? That's what we was like.
Everybody's here. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is Nature? But Nature was nice, though.
He was nice.
He was nice.
So how was AZ to work with? Because we had him on the show. He's a great guy.
That dude was my man. Now, when we was working, I spent more time with him than anyone, bro. We talked. He's deep, bro. So we used to, and I'm deep.
Yeah.
Spiritual, you know, and kind of. Back then, it was Illuminati, and it was new. The New World Order was new to most cats in, 97,
98. Yep, 97.
It was kind of a new thing. And so we used to talk, and he was a 5%er.
Mm-hmm.
So we would talk about that shit. And I used to, get on him, and I teach him about Catholic Church. And I taught him a lot of the stuff that cats is just coming out with now, 15 years later or whatever it is.
That came almost through in his lyrics, man. I think you inspired him because 200 fallen angels, we balling from every angle.
Yeah,
bro. Oh.
He dropped that after. Yeah.
That's wild.
You know, cats is all on this. They knew. They still behind. I got information. They don't have no... It's, bruh.
Is there anyone else that you've seen Dre do the same thing with? Because I've heard the stories. I've heard that Daz... I've heard that Daz was a ghost producer, too. I heard that Daz had his hands all on Doggy Style as well. But I could never tell if that was Suge talking greasy or is there some truth to that?
Nah, Daz had some tracks on there, but, Dre didn't take credit for... See, Dre had a knack for not really... Like, he knew who, I guess, he could fuck with or whatever.
Right.
Not only did I not get credit, I didn't get no publishing, I didn't get no writer's credit, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas after I was there with Aftermath, that never happened again. I always got my writer's credit and whatever. You know, I might not have been producer, but I was at least writer.
Okay.
Which is more valuable to me than that anyway, because, intellectual property. Like, for instance, I can tell you right now, when we did Murder Was the Case, that actual song, Murder Was the Case, we were working on the track all night. We had something going. It was tight. So mm-hmm. like, all right, we had the mix going. We went home. When we came back the next day, we was working with another cat named Barney Rubble, Sean Thomas. he had stayed up all night in the studio. We came in. He was still there. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, listen to this. He played the one you hear on the record.
Mm-hmm.
He played that for us at that moment, just how it is on that record.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I don't know if his name is on there as a producer,
damn.
But I know he did that. And Gin and Juice.
Damn.
Wow. Seriously?
Barney Rubble did those with Dre. They do them together. Dre doesn't, listen to me now, Dre does not do anything.
Of course not.
He doesn't. He's not an absentee producer like...
But it sounds more like an executive production.
He's not like Puff Daddy, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
He's not just an arranger. He's an actual producer. No. He put his hands on the keys, right?
Yeah, he's a producer in the sense of he's the project manager. He's going to produce the product. He's
going
to bring it to completion and turn it in. That's exactly what it is.
You like, got to realize, though.
But that's not that bad, though, because that's like Black Milk does that, too, though, when he works with a band.
When he works with a band, but there's a difference, dog. Like, this is killing my childhood right
here. How much were
you... killing everybody's childhood. I love it.
Yeah.
How much were you... So you were involved
in the Chronic. Long live the glove. Go ahead.
You were involved in the Chronic quite a bit. So, like, was there a track where it was, like, it was all Dre? Like, you guys came in the morning and you said, oh, shit, he did this whole fucking track. This is amazing. This is the one that they're going to use. Was there ever a track that you can recall when you worked with him where it was like 100% he did this shit in the studio, stayed up all night, whatever it was. Was there ever a track like that that you can recall in your experience?
Everybody's wincing.
Yeah, everybody's got their, got their fingers crossed.
Everyone's bracing themselves.
So with the Chronic, and a Greg Royal and Dr. Dre, we mixed that record. Now, when I got on board, I wasn't as involved.
Okay.
I worked on, Dre came at me when it was almost a rap and said, I want you to be on this album, this song, and it became Stranded on Death Row. But Colin Wolf and a few other cats, you know, we had a keyboard player that was also the keyboard player for Michelet. They were doing those tracks with Dre. And I'm pretty much sure that they were acting in almost the same capacity as me, you know, but now Dre was a master at sampling and the way he would put his samples together. So I wasn't there for those.
Okay.
If I were to just, you know, make an educated guess, I would say he had a hand in all of those tracks, maybe one or two of them, even the one I did, Stranded on Death Row. He was like, use this and put it like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
It was direction. But my point of the matter is, it's not that he didn't do that. It's that I'm the one that's invisible from there. Like, put my name too. I'm not saying he didn't do nothing. I'm saying I did something.
I got you. did you produce All in the Same Gang?
No. I had nothing to do with that.
All right.
Well, flip it real quick. But what about?
I just listened to it today, so I just
Major's gonna cry.
Yeah, no, that was setback on that side stuff, man.
Sound like a breakbeat.
Gang violence for real.
Yeah, it just sound like a breakbeat and some old shit. It's gotta be Drake.
Yeah.
Did you work with Mailman?
I actually put. Okay, this is the deal with Mailman. My boy Butter, that's his boy.
Okay.
So he brought Bud brought him. Stan. These cats come from Sam Snead. Sam Snead generation goes to Butter, Stan, Scooby Doo, and Mailman. That's like his genealogy, his line.
Yeah.
So Mailman was from Pittsburgh, from the hill where them cats is at,
he was trying to get out here
with us. And so Dre was on some. So we were sitting out there one day, me, Bud, and Dre, and Bud had Mailman on the phone. And so he asked me. Dre was like, "Talk to Mail." So I talked to him, and I was like, you know. I shot it back out to Bud, and Dre asked me what I thought. I was like, let's get him out here. He's hungry. Let's get him out here. He can dig some records for us until he learns how to use the MP or whatnot, and then he can produce. The nigga seemed like let's see what he got. Bud said he's tight. Let's go. But so I know that I didn't initiate that, but I know I was instrumental in his becoming part of Aftermath.
God. Wow. Okay. So did you produce Untouchables, or was that Mailman?
Now, Untouchables on the Firm?
Yeah.
Okay. Mailman did that track, right? And I was also instrumental in the fact that I was doing Mailman the same way. Now, this is probably the first time anybody ever heard this, but it was like this. we were putting down whose names were going on what as production. We were clear on the cash. Everything was cool. And when we talked about my songs, I was like, no, if you're going to do this, we're going to be together on these. And then he said, okay, Mailman produced that. And I was like, no, dude, hold up. Now, I'm not going to have a record. I've been messing with you for fucking 11 years. And this cat going to do the first song. He going to get his own soul credit. Nah, bro, you put your name on there, too.
Wow. Holy shit.
He with you because you did the same thing with him that you do with me. So, but how come his is produced by him, but mine is produced by us?
I feel you, because you want him to get the same treatment. You got to earn his stripes.
Yeah,
you
got to earn his stripes. Why is this such a fucking fight? Why not just put the fucking name in the credits? Why is it such a fight?
Yeah. But wait, so now this is in 1998 we having this. This is a new day, bro. It's like a new, this never happened before. All them records we had done, we didn't have these discussions. Mm-hmm. So this is new and great. You know, it's a progression, and everything is fantastic. And he did it exactly what I felt was proper and correct, and everyone was happy.
And I think he's come a long way, because if you look at the credits for Compton, the album, it's littered with everybody.
It's all kind of, because
you can tell he didn't do it.
That's a little bit heartbreaking.
He didn't do those beats.
But you hear his influence.
Yeah, but at least he's...
Whose influence is that, though?
Yeah.
Sound like it was Chris's. Now. It's Chris's fucking influence, man.
But if nothing else...
I'm everything he fucking knows. This is
nothing
crazy.
Else, though, the dude got a great eye for talent, and he knows who to align himself
with. Let me put it this way, man. He's not.
Oh, he is an A&R. That's the best.
He's like DJ Khaled.
Did you listen to the Compton album? You'd be like, oh, I wouldn't have done that there. Wouldn't have put those keys there.
Let me tell you what I did. Oh, shit.
First of all, this is the first record that Dr. Dre has released since I've known him and I haven't been on.
What's your gut, your opinion?
This is my gut. I think that it's cool. I know where he was going, but it's just, I feel like, I don't know, he kind of missed the mark he was aiming for.
You think
so? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because no matter what, you got to have something for the street.
Are you still producing also in addition to making these live-ass mixes?
Yeah.
And you know, I do music for television. I got music on Empire, Real Husbands of Hollywood, all that.
Wow. Oh, shit. That's what's up.
Yeah, I found a secret. You know, as I fell, people thought I disappeared from hip-hop. I just stepped over into the virtual reality of television.
Good for you.
So are you working with Timbaland then on the show, or?
No, he actually licensed a company that I work with to provide music for them. It's too much. So we got a plethora of music.
For sure.
And they just pick and choose and drop it in. They don't make music like that. See, when you do music for TV, you do it in volume. When you do tracks for hip-hop, you know, you're giving a cat 10. You know,
sure.
When I'm doing I turn in a drive to a network, I'm giving them, you know, 5,000 tracks. I got over 1,100 registered titles and ASCAP, dude. Yep. Wow. And I make more money off of everything other than hip-hop.
Oh, is that the way to go? Man. So he's doing everything by volume.
Damn. And shout out to your boy Chad Kaiser for being instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chad, and shout out to my boy Dr. Dre, too, for making it all come together for a nigga.
My man.
Yo, Chris, man, throw your info out for the people, man. Where else can people catch up with you?
So you can link up with me at SoundCloud at DJ Chris the Glove. Then I'm on Twitter at Chris the Glove. And I'm on Facebook, DJ Chris the Glove Taylor.
My man.
There it is.
Yeah.
Brother, thank you for the time, man. It's been
anytime,
a pleasure,
man.
Bro.
Blessing.
Seriously.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
No doubt, man.
Love to have you back very soon, man. Thank you.
You got it, man. I'm going to put together a mix for you, so let me know. I have an exclusive when we come on and get together.
Hell yeah. Let's do that, man.
Chris the Ghost Taylor.
Yes, sir. Look, I got a record called The Ghost.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. They don't know, bro. Y'all have a good one now.
You'll be in touch, bro. Man.
Yes, sir.
Later. All right. Wow. All right, man. We got to go to music.
I want to talk for 2 more hours.
We'll get some reaction when we come back, man. This is Armani White, man. Episode 37. I know that was long. Hopefully, those of y'all, you could not like that.
That's great.
That was dope shit, man. We'll be right back.
7 a.m. on the freeway blasting a burn CP. President Smith, they concern VPs, but it turn email when it turn DP and they locking them up. Am I stopping or what? White Vans got my eye glance locked. This mob is lucky, don't pop. We popping up, they turn up, not broken, we knock them up. But this isn't even worth putting forth the stress. I absorb every port and enforce the breath and then aborted me just to that course adjust. But court justice, a court of a court collect. And I spit straight dope, gotta sort the mess. My LP, you imported a porcelain part of mine. They come people forth the best. And if you cross the line, I make them score the rest. I see no reason to take a pick up now. I stay up in case I'm found. Why they been beijing? Wake up now, I'm hearing it in back of mine. Soak my towel, laugh compared and mirrored it to match the grind. And broke my hourglass and built a pyramid in after time. If it rain tomorrow, just keep an eye on my satellite. I broke my habits off of that or all just built this appetite. Half of the passion and that double happens for that bragging right. My Aphrodite and my boosted ego truth with me. Go blame it on my
I'm drinking till I throw up. And now I don't wanna grow up.
Fall asleep until I blow up.
And now I don't wanna grow up.
Everything been so discreet until I showed up. And I forgot my medicine. That dropout just got his name on that letterman. Ever since I left the cell, they text the cell and ask me how you holding up. Golden bruh, I'm posted drinking Fiji out of coconut. Long as I'm too young to give a fuck and plus it's rolling up. We old enough and I don't see the point in growing up. Wait, wait, what you saving them pensions for? A charge is short of an extension cord. Kill two birds off that wire. Too stoned to cross up and get with Lord. Get mentioned more. Attention horse to sink in the course. When they popping up, we just bench a boyfriend and we chop it up. And then we got the wet dreams on the risen board. It's a dusty and a dose of dope. We make it look gossy. We live for the rush and brace for the heartbeat. Mac and the bass keep shaking the car seat. Rest in portion. Gotta play in LA. Steak in the Bay. Recess in Portland. We back in best on first day. If we ain't important, then it's less important. I'm Blanca. The passionate poem reader. The rapping and song singer. Been tagging along with the baggy. Yes, I've been the Eddie and Gravity bone bringer. Them plays my favorite fans. They say they gay till we get them backstage and they gripping they phone stringers. I might let they get on that song and she sit on this song.
I know you don't do this often. That's what they all say right before we all fun.
Last night we hit Cold Stone. This morning we parking in Austin. Apartment a loft and apart from the trap. I don't even want to rap, but the market is awesome. Fuck!
I'm drinking till I throw up. And now I don't want to grow up.
Fall asleep until I blow up.
And now I don't want to grow up.
Been so discreet until I showed up. And I forgot my medicine. That dropout just got his name on that letterman. Ever since I left the cell, they text the cell and ask me how you holding up. Golden bruh, I'm posted drinking Fiji out of coconut. Long as I'm too young to give a fuck and plus it's rolling up. We old enough and I don't see the point in growing up. We young enough.
Yo, back to back right here, man. Don Scott. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that is Don Scott. I'm fucking blind. Daryl Dawkins. All right, fucking P. Chocolate Thunder, bruh. One of the illest. Real for real. We'll be right back.
Sense only here, break it with the pump. It ain't never both fives in the front, no five in the cut. Outside with a coke, wild with a low top, drop on the block, hit a man with a juice. Till I seen his name on the news and his girl with a name from the coupe. What a nigga finna do? Try get hot for the love. Niggas flip one for the phone, throw it up, let him know. Block told me love myself. Jay told me chase that both, got both on the shelf. My nigga got thrown 15 for the 45 tucked to the belt with the work that he do. Tell me the vote for the shows. Could you kill niggas with the flow? That's to the motherfucker. Feeling like Pokemon. 9-6 big with the crown like Snoop in the pound. When you hear the shit, turn it loud in the show. Sold out, took a bow with a roar with a crowd. Yeah, make it feel so proud. I support you when I roll through town. Let them know we about. Show them how we came through the drought and left with a chain and a crown in the mouth like... I feel like it was chosen for me. Started off jotting down pros on the beat till I woke up cold with a rose in my feet. Stay froze when he blow by. Bring it back like Jordan with the 4-5. Fuck, I need your shower when I got mine. Got the game on the line, this is my time. It's the return of the map. Flip 5Gs from a stack, show love to them hitters in the trap. No triggers, just snap that rap. Put a nigga on the map, getting live with the homies in the back. For the sound of the trap, hear that shit bang when it go. Check toe to toe with the flow from the lows to the pro. A nigga rap up for the blow. And turn this rap shit into gold, let them know like.
God.
Yo, I know it was a long ass interview, man, but yeah, no apologies.
No,
sorry, not sorry.
Was, dude,
man,
I was not expecting. Man, he had no apologies himself about telling us everything he was doing.
Yeah,
my God, that was amazing, dude.
Phil, we got a history. I didn't realize. I guess I didn't read far enough. The whole firm shit.
Yeah.
I knew that he was involved with it. I didn't realize that he fucking actually like that was him. That was his show.
I gotta wonder how many hearts are broken out there now.
Fuck me. Count me in that group. I tell you what though, man. Fuck man. Give me that championship belt for that fucking Kanye versus Dre argument.
Oh!
And I'm celebrating when he ain't here. I'll get him when he come back, but gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch. He's not going to like it. He's not going to like it. He's probably going to change
fuck
the subject. I wonder, he's going to change the subject? I think he's going to change the subject.
Believe me, I'll bring it back. But no, man, that shit
was
dope.
But that's almost like a Deflategate argument.
Not really.
It isn't?
No.
It's like, oh, well, you won because, you know, it was all staged, dude.
I know you don't watch football.
I mean, but if you reevaluated it now nobody can say he won.
I don't know. I'm just saying though, man. Like I said, there's a silver line. I mean, Dre is obviously a great procurer of talent. He knows how to pick them.
Yep.
But hey, man. Hey, I just had some fun at your expense.
Back in the room.
Was that we are? No, I didn't want to do it when you was gone.
I was ready. Stash box is for everybody. While I'm gone.
Oh, my bad. I was just gloating.
Awesome, he was gloating.
Gloating over my Kanye versus Dr. Dre argument. That shit just went down the toilet.
Unprovoked. You know what's funny is I was talking to Mola one.
I'm still going to stick with it. I'm just going to go with the glove is my pick.
I was talking to Mola one today.
That's like, not a bad.
He goes.
Not a bad option.
I'll bet you the Kanye versus Dre shit comes up.
Did he?
He did. He's like, it's bullshit. I know it's going
to
come up.
We just got to find out about Kanye now. Yeah. But it's easy to find out. Right. It's easy to find out who produced Kanye's tracks because he just samples everyone.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Shots fired. Hey, it's all good, man.
I love it.
It's fun.
What's in y'all ready? Box?
Dope shit, man.
What do we got here?
Yo, Arbor Brewing. I decided to keep it Michigan.
Oh.
Ipsy. Gypsy in the fucking building.
Ipsy Gypsy from
another pale ale from our friend Major.
You know, that's what I do. Check out the artwork though, man. Ain't she something else, right?
She got a crystal ball. She looks like a gypsy. She got a
couple crystal balls.
She got them things hanging out.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'm not mad at it. Shouts to Ypsilanti.
Shouts to Arbor Brewing.
Shouts to my fucking Wolverines, man. We got a big game tomorrow, goddammit.
Against who?
Fucking BY, the fucking Mormons.
As my kid.
Those motherfuckers.
Hey, they're playing good.
Oh, the Mormons?
Yeah
man. I'll be stomped
UCLA
the fucking
a hard time.
Brigham Young.
Man, fuck the Mormons. Yeah, we ready to run the Mormons off the field, baby.
Brigham Young.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're weird, man.
Brigham That's one Young, of those. Brigham Old. We don't discriminate.
For real, man. Fuck the Mormons.
Ooh.
I said fuck the Mormons, and y'all was like,
no,
ooh.
This is delicious. Oh, the beer. I don't give a fuck about Mormons.
I thought I was offensive.
I was saying ooh about fuck the Mormons.
Were you?
God damn.
No, I'm cool with them. I mean, Mormons is good. I mean, besides, they don't like black people too much, but, that aside, they all right.
Oh, my God.
The Utes.
This is actually really good.
Did you say Utes?
Oh, bam.
D-A-Y-O-O-T-S. This shit's actually great.
This is amazing.
Yeah, anyway, fuck that football game I was talking about.
Yeah, this is mild,
yeah, that's cool.
Yo, shout
nice
out to
smooth.
Ann Arbor.
I like that.
I'm sorry, yes. Arbor Brewing Company.
Arbor Brewing, man.
Ipsy Gypsy.
Check them out at arborbrewing.com. Ipsy Gypsy.
Y'all rock with this heavy.
Ipsy Gypsy.
Y'all up. It sounds unanimous. Up, man. Good stuff.
What's the percent?
They just celebrated their 20-year anniversary.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Let's see, man. Do it tell you the percentage?
I don't know.
It might on the box. It's over there somewhere, man. Good stuff, though.
Good shit.
I rock with it.
75%.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's take a look here. Our love affair with beer began in 1991 with our first batch of... No, I'm not going to do this.
That was going to take me a really long time. We just need a percentage, man. Are you serious? There's a brief history of beer on the bottom, but they can't
tell. They don't got no percentage. Motherfucker.
No.
We could probably find it online.
Is it up top?
Bucket.
Nope.
$10 for the sixer.
$10 for this. That's the standard, man. It's all good.
Damn.
Yay, yay, yay. I'm with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in. All good.
Actually,
all
that's
good.
Pretty cheap for a six-pack of premium
Yeah, because some of that shit is getting up to $13, $14, man. Shit's crazy.
I like that beer.
So, yeah, we're going to get to one more track, man. When we come back, we're talking about odd couples.
Oh,
I want y'all, because an MC teamed up with a group that, when I first heard it, I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. They ain't doing an album with them.
And
I'm talking about Big Boy and Fantagram. And people are probably like, who the fuck is Fantagram?
Google them.
So, yeah, so Google them.
Yeah, Google
we'll talk
us.
About it when we come back. And then we're going to give y'all our fucking odd couples.
Yeah.
We got some unique mixtures, man.
No doubt.
See, this shit right here, though. Jay Leck, the new.
Oof.
This shit popping.
Holiday.
Man. Holiday. Jay Elect. We in the holiday. Basement, baby. Episode 37, man. Fuck with your boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get no satisfaction. Why? I'm in a whole nother class of rapping. Fast for 40 days and 40 nights until I walked on the moon like Swagger Jackson. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's an epic tale. They saw my names on the forums and the blogs and they said, he's a herd, he's a lame, it's an epic fail. FOH, SMH, nigga, LOL. But what they don't understand is according to statistics, I'm supposed to be hanging from my neck in jail. Or on a slab in the mortuary, freezing with a blank stare on my face, letting off a record. Smell. I'm from the land of the smoking guns, smoking dices. On the run with the Christ from the poltergeists. Ducking death, chasing life like an ambulance. Candyman, USB flip cam, handyman. You'll never catch me slipping on the grassy knoll. Or at the bottom of a well screaming lassie knoll. I never spit nothing lesser than the nasty cold. I'm from the era of these LEDs and flashy gold. Bare valleys, empty bowls, and the classy low. A pretty dime with a neck full of baby powder. Pretty timing, trying to get a baby out of. Pull her hair, squeeze her neck, bring the crazy out of. Oh, yeah.
What were some of the chat comments during that interview?
Who said it was going to headbutt a knife?
Juan said during the interview, everyone found out like there was no Santa Claus when the glove came out speaking.
A piece of meat died today,
no
bro.
Doubt.
Yeah,
we were both like, wincing,
yeah.
Waiting for every answer. And he was like, yo, let me tell you about this now. They're like, yeah. Holy shit.
I would love nothing
Juan
more.
Juan said, I'm going to go headbutt a knife. Marky said, I'm going to go sit in the corner. They kept asking questions. Marky, I will ask him about what's the difference, because he wanted to know who produced What's the Difference. Which is a great song off of Chronic 2001 with Eminem.
What's the difference between me and
Exhibit.
Yeah.
That was a great fucking beat. But explosive. I mean, that was trademark Dre.
Kills me, man, because the songs that I thought was Dre's signature sound.
See, that didn't strike me as a Dre.
What's that in the background?
who did it? Who knows?
Who knows? That's
Jesus
probably
Dez. Christ, man.
Damn.
I got no. Yeah, I have.
But I don't think explosive sounded like a Dre beat to me. Like when I think Dre, I always think of doom doom.
No,
you think of this.
I agree with you.
You think of
you
this.
I think it is. But then,
yeah.
But
yes.
Then,
yes. Yep.
Ah, man.
That West Coast whistle right there on cue.
Yeah.
And now it sounds like he couldn't play fucking keyboards to save his fucking life, so he ain't play that shit.
Nope.
Who played it? Who did? It's the great mystery.
Who did what during the NWA then?
I think Dre did that shit.
What if we find out? What if we get DJ Yellow?
Yellow
says, it was me, motherfuckers.
I swear to God right now, man.
I think it was
Dre. I'm going to tell you one that would crush my fucking life.
What's that?
I'm already like on the ropes.
What's that?
For real, man. But if I find out,
knock the fuck out
that Dre didn't play the fucking high synthesizer on nothing but a G thing. I'm done.
I could pretty much tell you it probably wasn't him. After after hearing the type of shit that Dre produces, it sounds to me like Dre produced everything that was old school with the breakbeats on it. Like Express Yourself. And Straight Outta Compton and Gangsta Gangsta. That sounds like Dre. West Coast All-Stars all in the same gang. That was probably Dre.
Yeah.
And those shits were dope, but were they G thing? No.
So, man, so
George Clinton and Dr. Dre was a perfect combination.
No doubt.
Now, what's a fucked up combination?
Fucking Big Boy and Fantagram.
That's crazy.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say that.
We're not going to review
is
it.
That like, we're going like, to review it.
Is but that like pairing like Killer Mike with LP?
It's different. Is it? Yeah. Yeah. But see, Big Boy ain't no strange. I mean, he's not a stranger to doing shit with like alternative groups. Who's the one group he did some shit with
a little while ago?
Yeah, but that was one song. But yeah. Then when I saw that they did a whole fucking EP, I was like, all right.
Future and Drake.
That's another. I wouldn't.
I don't think that's an odd couple.
That's not an odd couple.
I was going to say, now you think about it.
Pre the what is that? If you're reading this, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Pre that, it would have
been odd.
But then we heard that.
New Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much.
Angry Drake.
Yeah.
Gangsta Drake.
So Fantagram, though, man.
Six Drake.
How would you describe them? Because they're not alternative.
Fantagram and Big Boy.
You said they're electro pop.
That's a weird fucking combo.
That's a good way to put them, though. Because have you listened to Fantagram?
Fantagram and Andre 3 makes perfect sense.
Ooh.
Better. Okay. I would think that would have gone better.
I think right. Big Boy got with Fantagram to compete with that.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I feel
fuck
like,
you, Three Stacks. I can do weird too.
I could be
but
the
they're
weird.
Not weird on their own. They're not bad. No. I like some of their music. They're some like of
that alt pop shit.
It's electro pop, but like some of their beats have like hip hop drum patterns.
It's like that music they put on FIFA.
Yeah.
That's it. Like Mike Snow and shit.
What's that one song?
Trap.
So yeah, man, I got a couple queued up. We ain't gonna play the whole songs, but let me.
Oh, you got some Fantagram of Big Boy?
Oh yeah, shit. Just a couple. We're gonna go to.
Oh shit! I'm shocked.
Let's see. This one's called "Fell in the Sun."
Someone in the chat, AZ Fam, said, "Hey, somebody came in the chat and they said, hey, you missed your whole childhood being shit on."
Hell yeah.
No doubt. That sounds fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sound like Kendrick's gonna come.
But this is they type of shit. I mean, this is what Fantagram does.
He's gonna enunciate.
Kendrick?
Let me tell you something about my life when I was growing up.
Shit! Bitch!
Was that Kendrick?
They got the singing. She got a good voice.
Just a cool ass nigga. Put Atlanta on the map. I whip the yellow Cadillac. I like my seats way back. I bust the sunroof. Open beams, hit the Braves cap. Call me chief, knock a homer. You can't beat it with a bat. Dropping bombs,
I like it.
It's kind of dope.
Then they bring in the singing. I like this one.
I do too. Sound like some
good solid.
What was it called? Purple Ribbon All Stars type shit.
Oh yeah,
that's what it reminded me.
I'll be on it.
Then they got another one, man. This one's with ASAP Rocky.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
It's already dope.
There he is.
That bounce. ASAP's voice got really deep.
Tell him read between it. Tripping while I'm slipping, busy fighting all these demons.
See, Fantagram, this
is something to pick up. So
yeah,
far.
It's straight.
Are we doing blended or bumping?
I think so.
So that one's solid, but I feel like I gotta give you one of the where it wasn't so good.
Uh-oh.
And believe me, there was more not so good than there was good. I should just stay here with you. I'm gonna scam ahead. Wow.
Fail.
808 claps.
Yeah.
Being lust, I wouldn't call it love. I'll get my heart away, it's something that I never does. See, I'ma leave it to the scrubs and the cake boss. Let that ball go uncover, take your cape off.
Man, we ain't gonna go through it.
It gets weird.
But yeah, but if you're feeling adventurous, go ahead, check it out.
It's very.
What's the name of the album? Big Boy and Fantagram.
It's Big Boy and Fantagram.
Big Grams.
And shit. I think it is. Big Grams is the name of the actual EP.
Okay.
So check that shit out, man. So
it's very interesting.
You don't expect that though, right?
No, no question. Yeah. If you're looking for something different, I suggest it because it's cool. It's a good experimental.
You gotta switch that beat.
But man, so what would you want to hear as far as if you was gonna do odd collaborations? It could be hip hop and any other genre. It could be two people from any genre. It's just something that you wouldn't expect to hear.
I can tell you my. I mean, well, maybe you would expect to hear it, but I mean, mine would be Chromeo and Kanye West.
Oh, that's kind of dope, though.
That kind of makes
sense. No, because Chromeo is like that weird They're also emo, electropop, but yeah, they're like 80s.
I like that.
More 80s things. I mean, I think Kanye would fucking jizz on himself getting a chance to work with Carl. For real, that'd be right up his fucking alley. I love that.
That's not an odd couple.
That is odd couple.
Okay.
You wouldn't. Shit.
They, he definitely would.
And they're small time, man. They like they still perform at Lansing, bro. They was in our town not too long ago at the fucking the small spot where we go to see indie acts. So that.
Yeah.
To see Kanye team up with them would be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we giving y'all some names too. People probably like, what the fuck is a Chromeo?
Oh, Chromeo, you're gonna listen up, to man, you're like, what down, the fuck? They sound like 80s.
They
like,
do.
What the
Chromeo
fuck?
Got some straight dope 80s, shit, but they do got some dope shit. Yeah. I rock with Chromeo. Cool.
They look weird as shit. The one
they
dude
do.
Yeah.
They look 80s.
Yeah.
They look, they're odd. But ugly they got some
ugly motherfuckers,
very
man.
Interesting.
They got some cool music. Mola, what about you, man? What's your odd collab?
I got a few, man.
Run them down.
I got Blue.
From Blue.
From Blue
and,
with Exile.
In Exile.
Exile fame. Blue with Band of Horses.
Who's Band of Horses?
Who's Band of Horses?
They do, it's a rock group. They do like the Funeral. That was a really big song.
Okay. And they more straight rock.
No,
straight rock?
No One's Gonna Love You More Than I Do. It's kind of like it's like an emo sound, but I think that Blue would fit that mold.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Drake, but it'd be too obvious and lame. Like I feel like Drake would get emotional, but it would not make sense on that. I think Drake does a lot better with like the electro type shit.
Yeah.
Blue would be able to, you know, the bar would be raised for somebody to come lyrical and really emotional and shit. And he does, Blue does emo shit the right way, I think.
Yes.
It's real poetic. And
as long as he doesn't sing. Just
No. I'm just saying, like, let him rap and they sing.
Yeah.
But I think he'd tear up some shit like
dig
that.
I got to check out the group. I haven't heard of the group. I'm going to go listen.
Honestly, man, I never became Funeral's a big fan of that dude until after you and I were talking about him. And you're like, oh, dude.
Below the heavens and all that shit. Yeah.
And it was like, oh, shit. Like, and I heard him, but I didn't, like, listen to him.
I got an idea, too, would be, I know I wrote one thing down, but I'm going to flip it slightly. Black Milk.
Mm-hmm.
I said Black Milk and Wale. The reason I said that is because we like hearing Wale over the drums.
So the live music of Black Milk.
Yeah, man. But that's just basically like, Wale, go do what you used to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to change it. And I'm going to say Black Milk and Joe Budden to get Budden off of the emotional shit and get back to spitting your ass off.
That's a great one.
Bounce. Yeah. Get back to the bounce. Get back to the focus. Get back to that type of shit that we love.
I've been playing that shit all week.
Which one?
The hook. Fucking Focus, dude.
Yeah.
How did I not know that song?
For real? Focus was my joint.
God,
I got a dream collab too for a lot of R&Bers out there that just want these motherfuckers to keep their mouth shut. One of them did just release the album, Frank Ocean.
He released his album? I didn't know.
He
that.
Hasn't. I'm saying one of them just fucking.
He's been sleeping.
Yeah, he's like on that Jay Electronica shit. Just released the shit. And then the other guy would be Miguel, the one that keeps getting asked about, what do you think of Frank Ocean? After a while, he's just going to snap and say, you know, I think I'm better than dude.
You're going to say, fuck that guy.
Here's the thing, I like Miguel's vocal better than Frank Ocean's, but I think Frank Ocean's music is usually better than Miguel's in terms of production and ideas and shit. Creativity.
Frank's more creative than Miguel.
I think Miguel's vocal on some Frank Ocean shit would be amazing.
Got a better voice.
Yeah. So I think he'd body that shit.
That would be
if
dope.
You had cool Miguel, if they could work if together. Have Miguel sing Swim Good.
It'd be incredible.
That should be dope.
Yeah, it's already a great song. Miguel singing it would be incredible.
And that's what's so weird too, man, because when they first came out, man, I would have thought Frank Ocean was a straight guy and Miguel was the one.
Yeah, we talking that.
I saw Miguel. My gaydar was like, oh man, this brother's nice, but hell, he's
nice,
very
nice pompadour motherfucker.
Yeah,
man. We seen him in concert. Man. Great singer.
Did he drop kick a bitch?
He talked too much, man.
Did he talk too much? Really?
Yeah.
Just in between songs?
Long speeches, like be yourself and all this fucking shit. And I was, you know, I turned into a fucking announcer and shit. I just started yelling shit out. Started laughing. I'm like, stop reading your Instagram quotes. I'm like, he started sounding like Prince to me. So I'm like, dearly beloved ass motherfucker. Every fucking moment. He just kept just talking to everyone. Shut the fuck up.
Man.
He was at that Nas show with Matt and Kim and all that, the vitamin water thing I told you guys about. He showed up for one song, whatever that song he did with Nas off of Nas's last album. I can't remember the name of the song though.
Fuck, man, I can't.
He did one song.
I don't remember him.
He did one
on
song,
that.
And then but like the effect he has on women is crazy.
Oh man,
because my wife was like, oh my god, I think he looked at me.
He's got that Prince effect, man. The little dude that he get the women going crazy.
Dude, he didn't look at you, bro.
That's what you wanted to say.
Yeah. I feel you, man.
Yeah, my girl thought he was dope too. Yeah. But we had really good seats and shit, and she was like, oh my God, he's really short. And I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, he's real fucking short. He's real short. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you're real short, Miguel. I'm like, sing for us. I'm like borderline saying tap dance. I started feeling comfortable with
him. Oh, man.
It was bad.
It was terrible, really bad.
You want to hop on my back? I'll take you for a little ride, little fella. Here you go. Come on, let me go and pet him on the head.
I swear to God, man.
Little fella.
He's like, would you like to cleanse yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka? Yeah. Man. Like, motherfucker, you can't put your feet on the ground. you can't reach.
He can sing. He can't fuck.
Fucking Miguel, man. That's what's up. All right, man. Well, shit. Yeah, I'm gonna close this out, man. With my odd couple.
I think you win.
I just kept it in Cali.
It makes sense.
And there's two people. I shouldn't say two people. It's two artists, and one was a group. One's the best dude doing it right now in hip hop, man. Kendrick and Neighborhood.
Oh,
Neighborhood.
Shit.
Neighborhood.
Sweater Weather.
Yeah, man. Sweater Weather. And they already, like, they big on, they're hip hop inspired. It bleeds over into I don't even know how to classify them because they kind of.
They're kind of like Linkin Park mixed with.
They're more rhythmic. They're more.
They got that bounce.
Yeah, man.
They're like 311, but not corny.
Yeah.
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 Minus the reggae.
Exactly. They actually try to sing, and then they have like a little bit of like sometimes even R&B in some of their shit. Yep. Some people think they're too soft.
Yeah, that rhythm, that's actually a good like Kendrick on their rhythm. Like
that's
what Sweater Weather.
That'd be fire.
Like,
I think Kendrick would sound super dope with fucking Neighborhood, man. If you ain't heard of Neighborhood, check them out.
Look up Those Sweater Weather. It's Sweater Weather right now. It's perfect time. Show it to your girl. She'll love the song.
Yeah, man, yeah. For real. Sweater Weather is an instant win with the ladies.
One of those things.
No question.
They'll love
it. Is it really?
Yeah,
fuck it.
Man, especially if you got you a snow bunny, especially, it's like.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Are you kidding me?
Sit out on some snow bunnies.
Sweater Weather is.
I'm just kidding.
That's shit.
That's the song.
For real, man.
That's the move right there. Make like an Instagram collage and put that song in the background. Be chilling, dog.
Yeah, man. You can't lose with that.
Get likes and shit. Repost.
All right, man. We about to jump to this Dave East. It's called Demons.
Oh.
When we come back, we're going to close the show with Hip Hop Essentials, man.
Oh, my God.
And, nothing. We ain't going fancy this time. We're just getting back to the basics. Just getting back to good music.
Yes, sir.
We've been kind of doing themes, man. But, yeah, we're going to rock it out, man. Check it out, man.
You at home. Get your life together.
Dave East. Demons in the basement.
Check out those demons.
37.
I can't give a fuck about a blog list. I'm reading gun magazines, looking for a cartridge. Winchester special edition, leave niggas nauseous. Riding in a Crown Vic, I picked up from the auction. Presidents in my pockets, these niggas all dead. I'm in a spider the same color as cornbread. She ain't fucking with the help of Gator boss head. And most my niggas is trip, but I want the Porsche red. Yankee Stadium hustled around the corner. Jumping on the Bruckner backwoods in marijuana. Whole block sweating, it's feeling just like a sauna. I can't predict the future, but bet I fuck up some commas. How it feel to be respected in the projects. Chinese or Kennedy fried, that's all I digest. Can't just get it, be patient cause it's a process. These niggas don't care about living long as they die fresh. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up. I know it's hard to shine, that's why they hate a star. Dirty face towel, shaking Yola in a mason jar. If you think you riding, I got some youngins to take your car. Break your legs, then fuck the bitch that'll break your heart. Fuck the 23rd, 25th, and the 14th. NYPD try to put pressure to make us all sing. But me, I can't harmonize, I don't know no melodies. I know about felonies, delinquents full of jealousy. Used to have the dog food, and I ain't talking pedigree. Bully told me he on tour with Trigger, shit is heavenly. I'm still in a junkie house, I promise. In a month I'm out. Promise. Phone clicking, all this chicken got me in your honey mouth. Crashed up my first whip, could say I took the dummy route. My man took some pills to Virginia, he trying to run the south. Back to the city, it's gritty, niggas is dumbing out. Cops giving out shots, no longer giving summons out. Clear the summer out. In the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Fuck. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up.
Yo, we're back at it, man.
Oh, that did not. You don't need a Rick Ross.
Doing Rick Ross. I was doing Biggie.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Rick Ross is.
Yeah, Ross stole that shit, man. All right, man. So, yo, who's going first?
I'll go first.
You got it?
What?
What do you mean, what? Look at the names. You guys are fucking assholes.
No, we're not.
Hell yeah, you are.
That shit doesn't matter.
Because I didn't pick Biggie or Tupac or Nas.
Oh, you're a dick.
Oh, never mind.
We'll go with you first.
Or Jay-Z or fucking, come on, man.
That's not nice.
Come he on, gets man. Mad. You love anchor.
I mean, let's teach them something. Everything. They already know these things, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, man. Look at this guy.
I'm just playing.
And make a good point, though.
Play the music for One's Gotta Go.
Oh, we don't have one.
I know.
Wait, why One's Gotta Go?
Oh, you dick.
He wants to get rid of Jay. Okay, here we go.
No.
We're good, man. The Hip Hop Essentials.
Yes, I know
what it is. And you are leading off with.
I'm ready, man.
Yeah,
man. Slum Village.
Great pick.
Self-titled album, 2005.
Detroit.
Detroit
can't
City.
No harder than this.
Elzai in the motherfucking building.
A district marked by poverty.
Oof.
Mm.
Giant.
Village. A right community that. Of people.
Monstrous.
Overseen by Mr. Black Milk himself.
And oh, yeah.
Well, this is
Black really?
Overseen. The whole project was overseen by
wow.
Black Milk. What's up, y'all?
Good Lord.
Listen to the world's famous DJ Dez. I'm about to bring my niggas out here right about now. One from the west side, 12th Street. The other from the east side, Corner Gardens. Detroit City, pioneers in this rap shit. It's my pleasure to present to you the legendary.
This is Elzai at his finest.
1, 2. The moment of truth from the flow in the booth. Is it a classic to blow through the roof? Just ask and let me show you the proof. We stronger than ever, along with the pressure, longer than less. So we bonded together like a song belongs with a measure. You pondered your treasure, a thing I won't do for the chips. And it's me speaking from my heart, so I ain't using my lips like a ventriloquist. And as I've hated on and I stayed alone, but rated wrong.
Good Lord,
people slept on this album too, man.
I did too, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I knew songs off of this.
And this is,
you put me up on Giant.
This is Black Milk right here.
Set it.
Let's get
track
it.
Two.
Let's go.
SV.
I'ma set it. Get it. Got it. Good. I ran for my niggas in the D in the hood. On that ass like the first. Coming whack. That ain't us. They wanna see a player down. That's what it was. All my people in the house. Put your hands in the air. And bounce with a nigga to the sound of the snare. It's the D to the L with the S to the V. The most to the most. Two of the best on the beats. They don't want it. They don't want it. Nah.
Can
they get it? Yup. They can get it.
Yeah.
Can I set it?
Yup.
Bop. Set it.
Yeah.
Can we set it? Yup. Bop. Set it. Yeah. They don't want it.
Now.
It. They don't want it.
I would nah, usually have you skip, it, but I need you to hang with me for just a moment. Because Elzai was on his shit.
On
my jeans, throw your triggers up. By the hammer, my hand on the biggest nuts. No bama, I blow gas when they split the blunt. This is for my niggas stuck up in the ghetto, pump in the middle where they pull a fluff and they'll kill you. They quick the buck. Chicks tricking chicken clucks.
Y'all gonna have to check out the rest. Do your homework. Slum Village, Slum Village.
What's up, Elzai? Still waiting on that interview, bro. Same.
Can I be me?
Can I be me? Track three.
Mr. Curtis Cross is on this one as well.
You think this is their most slept on?
To me. Can I freak my style? Cause it ain't nothing like
I would agree.
So far, this is 1, 2, 3. Track one, track two, track three.
You didn't paid all my dues. Plus you rap with L. Yeah, both of you evil. You got something to say. You in the deep.
Produce this joint.
I
believe this was Black Milk.
That's older than you.
I don't even sound like Black
Milk. The T3's all over this also.
Can I be all that a nigga can be?
Young RJ.
The last one had Black all over it, man. Them drums.
Yeah. So, next track sounds a little more like your typical Slum Village. This is Call Me with Dwelly.
And this got more than
a soulful shit.
Yeah, the Dilla, the more Dilla reminiscent feel.
No doubt.
Choppy synth.
Isley Brothers sample.
Yeah.
Nice little flip to it.
Yeah, hit my ring, ring, call me. I know I'm always busy, so sorry. And we don't even see each other much, hardly. It never stopped me from girl thinking about you.
So yeah, do your homework, man.
Listen, that's a nice way to chop the Izzy, though, man.
No doubt. Number 5 is my favorite track on the album.
Number 5 is 05. That's dope.
This is incredible to me.
Black produced.
He was there.
What's that?
I'm just gonna say he was there. It sounded like a Krista Glove situation.
That sounds like all Black.
When I had drinks with Black Milk, I was talking to him about it. Slum Village was on stage. I'm like, why aren't they playing 05? I'm like, you know about that? He's like, yeah, I was there for the whole album. I'm like, all right. Listen to this.
Who is this? The S-T-V. Hot burning like we STDs. Lord, give me strength because I'm losing my grip. I might fuck around and carry a piece. Yo, oh, I keep on calling like Aretha. It's the Motor City music that be flowing through your speakers. Niggas winning, they ain't supposed to be doing this with me and my man.
Par for the course.
Your solo go weak.
Is... like I said, you didn't hear him this time, but Elzai murdered this album. I'm telling you, man, this is the most slept on Elzai bars ever. He was on his shit.
Number I think six, we said, though, man, El's one of the nicest.
Man.
Yeah.
This, man, you ever see this? Man.
I don't even know what to say.
This is 1-2.
You ever see them do this live? Hey, I wish you could see them
wind up
do it
on
live.
The Today Show. Nightly news time. Broke off and KO. Lay low. Stay where they may blow the yayo. Like Jimi Hendrix in his afro. Singing Hey Joe. So real. Verse me quoting the show skill. You hoes will go to the first thing smoking on four wheels. What's that? As far as bars, you wouldn't bust back. And DJ Rap, who's your thinking cap's just a dunce hat.
Yeah, all that. I grab my whole sack when I rap, something impact. Sorta like Daddy Kane, ain't no half stepping main, ain't a new Jack's name.
I would like you to keep this rolling.
It's like, please, seven. Lord, please, let me kill these MCs. I be walking on they nuts like doormats.
Just to show
ain't no
you.
Cops to assist, ain't at no home. Cuffs to the wrists. I'm a bad son, I'm a bitch.
How good.
I tell a whack nigga. Go, go, go.
This is the one.
That's how we do it, put it down like that. Yeah, I tell a whack nigga. Go, go. That's how we do it, put it down like that. Yeah, I tell a fake hater. That's how we do it, put it down like that. Yeah, I tell a whack nigga. That's how we do it, put it down like that.
Come through. The mic check one, but 1-2 to stun you. Dumb crews undo my spun screws. Oh no, bring acid to an average Joe.
So dumb. I'm large, not centimeters. Sex like that. Yeah, I tell up it down like that. Bro, God, when I go through y'all, it'll be sure to leave lots of mess to the
so watch
shit,
this.
Hobby. Got a whole coast of many mommies. Several call, but also got an arsenal of many armies. You say
that's
busting
T3.
The army.
He's
I'm
trying.
Reminiscent of Kamikaze. Get all
T3
for
is solid.
Flow. You need to put
he's amazing, actually.
Let's go.
Critics with cynical, send a few criminal clips. With serial numbers, bust a slug and budget blood like women through any new ministry cycle. I don't psycho, my flow stifle, why's the eye fall? Insightful, you right slight ball and need your strikes pulled, you're dead at the end. See never again when you competitors win. I severed the head of a veteran, said to be better than letterman spread from my pen. Hard cold to make your brothers act fools. When I tend to rip you like Chip Schnick when the track moves.
And we out. So I seen that shit live. He did not fuck up one bar of that.
Damn.
Elzai did not fuck up one bar of that. I was pushing all my friends out the way and shit. I'm like, hold on, here it comes. And he did it, and man, the whole state, everybody rushed the stage. It was at
which is amazing, too, because you know cats be getting right before they go on stage. So to go on stage and recite some shit that
absolute
fast.
Absolute murder.
Man, it's killing them.
All right.
And I love the way you close this out, brother.
I had to, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's my shit. This like, nah, man.
You notice you get Errol Flynn to every single song on the whole entire fucking album? It's fucked up.
For real, man. It's that good Michigan summertime music, ooh, man. Windows down.
Chicks all across the world. You know a nigga kinda selfish, but I hunger for girls. Soft fragrance, design and clothes. To the
who
hood rats, to the ones who pose. From the actresses to
say.
My main missus. State to state where you find my mistresses. Various things that I've worn me kisses. Two that I made more
RJ,
insignificant. Wrapping my package more than niggas at Christmases. Ladies, I promise that I know what your wish list is. Making you green, girl, in various instances.
Shot in the dark, I'm gonna say Black Milk produced all these tracks.
Just all I hear some black on the album.
Them draws coming off, girl.
Yeah. And Black Milk was not that dude yet at this point.
Nah, not an 05, no.
But when you pull up the wiki, he's the first producer listed on the album. So
shit, when did Popular Demand come out? Like,
he was that dude.
Seven?
I believe so.
Man, man. Good pick.
Appreciate that.
Love SV. Always, man. I'll go up next.
Uh oh.
Why you gotta go?
What you mean?
Nothing. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm volunteering. You
the
cool,
Dawn.
Right?
I'm cool.
Yeah.
The Dawn.
Now, this is
Of course. Well, I mean, everyone knows this is my guy, but
this is our guy.
It's an album, yeah, our guy. But I think it's an album that doesn't get enough credit.
It does not.
And Jay tried, you know, when he dissed him on Takeover, he took shots and said that you got a hot.
Yeah.
What was it, a hot album every 10-year average?
Something like
fuck
that.
Fuck you, Jay. I disagree.
Said one was
Yeah.
I don't think it was
Not at all.
Like, was better than all your albums, homie. Except for maybe one that we're going to talk about.
Y'all hear that intro. Y'all should know what it is. If not, this will tell you. Primo on the joint. Woo! New York State of Mind, too.
It's time, man. It's time.
Love this joint.
It's time, man. Set it off, then, nigga. Set it off. Broken glass in the hallway, bloodstained floors.
This is Nas, I am, if y'all ain't know.
Bag you bring through your doors, lock the top lock. Mama should have cuffed me to the radiator. Why not? It might have saved me later from my block. And why cops? Hookers crawling off the stroke, coughing stitches in their head, stinking. And I dread thinking they be snitching, but who else could it be? Sugar D's, a Mark Vans, parked in the dark. Knocks, where's your heart? Hustle or starve. They bust a UE, I jog to my building. Come out later wearing camouflage. See the sergeant and the captain. Strangle men, niggas gasping for air. Till they move no more and just stare with dead eyes. Tired of riots, shit is quiet. Simple minded fools infiltrate rhymey crews. Overcrowded cribs, fake shit. Beat his ass down.
I'm sorry.
His mouth
it's the story he's painting with these people.
What a fucking clown. All I got left in the end is
two of my best friends.
And we all going out to the death of these ends.
Wow.
You know what changed? This is this. I feel like this album was Nas's change or turning point.
Where
he went from old Nas
to new Nas.
New Nas.
Esco.
This album.
Yeah, this album.
Amazing album, dude.
Yeah, man. That's. I mean, just the way he painted the picture. Because you like, I'm visualizing all of it, man.
Everything after this, he lost. I feel like he lost the piece with the previous three.
I disagree too.
Yeah.
I think this is when he said I could tango with Big and Pac and everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
No, this is part of it.
QB.
Hey, y'all, people hate on this song.
Swollen the riches, Nas get in.
He's spitting fire.
Pulitzer prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater. Model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside.
You exactly right. He's trying to show these cats, man. I compete with y'all on y'all's
most of the best is in the S's, but it's rap shit that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state green.
I know Diddy was all over that shit, yelling and talking crazy.
Play his verse. No, just
hate me now is the shit, man. This is Small World. This is a song that most people don't even fucking know about, man. This might be my third favorite track on the whole fucking album, man. Small World. I can't play it all. Listen to all three verses, man. The story is stupid.
Yo, Carolyn from Maryland. She Lady Heroin, she elegant. Her apparel in the M-class caravan. Keys are dope, loving cats to ski in her throat. She fuck killers in her condo. Her Benz in her boat, her ice throat. Ass is curvy, 40 years old. She passing for 30. Gucci frame glasses from Purdy's, Madison Ave. Shopping when she not, copping bricks of that shit. She hopping on dicks, riding ponies. She tricked, at my man's wake. She said the eulogy, after that I usually bump the two and shopping for jewelry. Her bodyguard screwing me. I gave him my math. Ain't nothing new to me. Blowing backs out.
Six, man. I'm gonna keep it moving, man. This is number five. This was the first of, I think this is the first of many collabs, man. Nas. Face. Favor for a favor. East, Southwest collab. Dope shit, man. Face be spitting.
It's only once again I bring niggas to rub. Fucking with us. That get you motherfuckers. Super sports rally, beating up the block, leaving these motherfuckers shot. They ain't ready for the Nakamichi. I flip this shit like I'm coming Dookie in the black Range Rover. I see ya. Tell these motherfuckers what we came for. Tell these niggas why we here.
Nothing but the New York to Texas connection.
Man,
nothing but some real shit.
Telling you, bro.
Y'all expected.
That shit was woo crazy. This shit right here, man. This Nas like. Getting deep about Tupac.
That's that letter, man.
Big, yeah, man. I love this track, man.
What up, big?
To my dogs, wherever you are.
What up, big? You know shit is rough after you slid. You in God's hands now. Keep a place for me, kid. Ain't nothing changed. Still partying bullshit. We used to fuck R&B bitches and see who rhymes sickest. For every hit you made, more rappers afraid to come out. Machine gun funk. For Queens, I came through to smoke blunts. You came to my hood. We was broke. I wonder if we stayed that way. Would there have been gun smoke? Still on the block around fiends numb from coke. I guess so, cause now with paper, shit is still ghetto. But fuck it, Black. You living your life through your loved ones. Peace to your daughter and your newborn son. It used to be fun making records to see your
response. Up ahead, number 9. I want to talk to. It's Nas. Talking to the government. I think it's LES on this beat, man. LES is underrated.
Step up to the White House, let me in. What's my reason for being? I'm your next of kin. And we built this motherfucker. You wanna kill me cause my hunger? Mr. America, young Black niggas want ya. I wanna talk to the man, understand? Understand this motherfucker, G-pack in my hand. Look what happened in San Fran. Young girl, hit by policeman. 12 shots off in a dome dam. Niggas thought we slept on Mars, plotting civilizations.
Alright man, this now I'ma keep it moving. Primo again. I'm surprised they never did a whole project together.
One of the shit should have happened. Nas tracks.
For real, man. Classic. Nas is like track 13. Nas. Essentials, baby. We in the basement.
Yeah.
Samples, bro. Yeah.
Freedom of jail, clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, but times have changed. Ask me now, I'm the artist, but hardcore, my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame. Saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatlining my same. That depends, carry Mac-10s to practice my aim.
Tell me, bro. This is dope.
That's an amazing album.
Dope album.
You even, you even like, skipped some good tracks, too.
I did, man. I wanted to go Undying Love, too. That's one of my favorites. Like, that story of how his wife was, like, his girl was cheating on him.
You have that circled on here. I almost had a heart attack. I didn't see the name on here.
Yeah, I had to. We short on time, man.
That's why I looked at you guys and I held my heart. I was like, this is the big painful one.
Yo, that shit. Is your shit, too? You love that story?
It's one of the greatest.
It's fucked up. Especially the end,
rap,
man.
Songs. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Play a piece
know
of it. At least play
it. It's fucking, it's tragic, man.
You Won't See Me Tonight's a great song, too, for everybody out there.
It's featuring the late, great Aaliyah.
And then Life Is What You Make It with DMX was great, too. Little precursor to Belly.
But this shit's so dope, man.
He
so
painted dope the fucking picture, man.
You want to talk about, yeah, as I'm saying, it's like,
this is like numbers visual one, like part one.
For real. Life, no doubt.
Casino dice at the Mirage, Vegas Strip, neon lights, gamblers, puffers, cigars, couples and stars, flashy cameras, dealers, shuffling cards, spent the week.
I'm going to cut to where it gets serious, because he calls Horse, and he's like, yo, he's explaining what's happening.
I just try to laugh it off. Son, you home early. They wiped you out that quick. I said, nah, shit. Got up with Horse, show the look on my face was mad lost. I ain't know whether to cry. Just try to laugh it off. Son, you home early. They wiped you out that quick. I said, nah, showed them the plastic with 9 in the clip. Hopped in the whip, popped in the disc, press play. To the Grand Central from the Van Wick Expressway. I said, bet you never guess in a million years what I couldn't see us. Ran to the side of my house, cocked the heater. Walked to the front when I talked. He had jumped.
No,
bitch,
man,
I slammed the door shut. Got caught in Horse foot. Shot the Spanish kid in the rib. Drug him in, grab the face. Say goodbye to your undercover friend.
There we go. I'll leave it there.
You have to cut it. You got to cut it. I was going to say, because we even skipped ahead. Because we didn't even hear the
no, the because the scene
fan
he paints when he walks in and sees it. I'm telling you, it's
Coronas,
one of the great stories.
The Coronas.
The thong was on the ceiling fan. It's just like, man, dog.
Guys, you know, you can get it's storytelling just like this on the new Drake and Future album.
Hey,
I'm anytime sure you need it.
Man,
you can
one of the all-time great storytelling type joints.
It
ever
is, man. All right, Mac, man. We
he
got
said
you.
Slick Rick was his big inspiration, man. There you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking
shit,
nice.
Mine, too.
Slick Rick.
Andre 3000, too. Yeah. What do we all have in common? Raekwon, too.
Because Slick, his shit may not have been that deep.
Told
but
stories.
The story was always
I mean, Children's
complete.
Story was amazing. You can picture the whole thing. Speaking of stories, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, man. So set it up, bro. We let you back clean up.
We had to.
Oh, you got anger.
I got anger today.
Fire.
It's fire.
It's got some fire.
We can cue this.
You know what, man? I got to say, there was a couple that I was going to pull up.
Man, I work for.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to pull up maybe. He didn't own his own company. Little Kim album.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even going to think about like Puff Daddy and the Family album.
Or Outkast again.
Outkast again. But we had to go with Jay-Z, American Gangster. This is an essential pick. Before there was Compton, there was American Gangster, dude.
It is.
One of the best. One of the best.
Well, hold on.
The gangster is not defined by how many rocks are in your watch, but more how many rocks you lose while owning your watch.
Gangsters. This is an ill transition.
It's a dope intro.
Republicans and Democrats. Somebody just mentioned that the story that Nas told was about Jay-Z.
The seller, the buyer, the product, the producer.
Oh, shit.
So you are what you are.
Gangsters absorbed.
I don't believe that. Wow.
That's what someone said?
By those that don't understand the laws that govern gangstermen.
So that's the intro, man. Let's go on to track two, man. This is Pray. This one, honestly, this one of my favorite joints on the album. I love this shit. It's so direct and just.
It's got that Scarface feel to it.
That.
You want to start an empire?
Deliver me. In Colombia and shit. Yeah.
That narco shit, man. This is dope.
Look. State of a gangster from the 40s. Meet the business mind of Motown's Travis Gordy. Turn crack rock into a chain of 40-40s. Sorry, my jury's so gaudy. Slid into the party with my new pair of Maurice. America meet the gangster Sean Corey. Hey, young world, wanna hear a story? Close your eyes and you can pretend you're me. A cut from the cloth for the Kennedys. Frank Sinatra having dinner with the Genovese. This is the genesis of a nemesis. Mother America knows as she rolls her chain.
And Mac, you jumping over some shit, too.
Oh, no.
In search of the
shit,
killer
it's
of
hard
my
not
Uncle
to. The whole album
track
was
three
great.
To me is amazing, but.
America Dreaming. All right. Yes, you're right. But I didn't want to go beyond like six or seven tracks.
Are you good? We good. So we this shit's dope. This is No Hook.
Yeah, No Hook was.
It's also come fire. On, man.
Come we don't on. Need no hook.
Featuring. Yeah, the Barry White.
Finally got my dad back. Liver bad. He wouldn't live long. Snatched my dad back. Guidance, I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcome me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fat. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback. Not having much. Not having that. Had to get some holler breaths.
What was dope about this album too, man? A lot of this was improv. Like,
oh, what? I didn't even know.
Oh, they recorded a lot of this. Like, No Hook was like, oh, just get me in the mood.
And I don't need no hook for this shit. I'm so
just
for
fucking
sure.
Around
it's
with
no
it, man.
Stay out of trouble.
Track number mama seven or six.
Side. I feel her youngest son
you had to. You had to go to track number six.
And when there's hoes,
the Menahan Street Band, man. Yeah.
You're gonna throw a
speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect. Most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, for the year.
Jay Kanye.
We are the round boys in the night.
That shit was.
Now, we had to skip. We had to skip, I know.
Break out the
Because I know
lights.
It's such a great song. Party Life.
Party Life is dope.
My God.
It's a classic.
Fucking Yacht Rock, bro.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's that Rick Ross inspiration.
Easy while talking to this breezy. Brushing off my three piece. I make this look too easy. So tall and lanky, my suit, it should thank me. The effort.
You don't like this song?
Party Life so good.
You don't like the cadence?
I like ignorant shit.
Catch me and I sport fly shit. I should win the He skipped a couple of my favorites too, man. So we're good.
I'm really in another league.
I love the hook, man. Cause he ain't saying shit. It's just that sample.
I'm on the bra strap, she's on my dick. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's my bitch.
I rock with it. Ignorant shit's dope.
Absolutely.
Him and Siegel C.
Yes, sir.
Track 10.
Just the sound of its voice is a hit.
That sample never get old,
really
man. Between the Sheets been used so many times.
Y'all give it to me, one of those. Y'all help me as the greatest writer
to the 21st
century.
It's a testament to
them Ismies. I make some thought-provoking shit. Y'all question while he's falling off.
This is just
I'm really confused y'all on this one. Follow. When them tops come down, chicks tops come down. Like when them shots come out, make cops come around. When them blocks come out, I can wake up a small town. Finish off the block, then I make my more rounds. Stairs get exchanged, then the fifth come out.
This the fuck shit only problem I had with this, I didn't like the hook.
I got the ignorant shit you love.
I don't like it.
I thought they mailed it in on the hook.
Now, who produced this song, you remember?
This is Tilt, right? It's that ride symbol of that.
That's yeah.
And the in the in that
yeah
the bass.
I love this
shit.
That
Rockefeller music.
Damn.
So. Mm.
Tope's underrated, man.
Say hello to the bad guy. They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a menace, that's the picture they paint. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I ain't. They say I'm a bad guy. Say hi to the bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a menace, that's the picture they paint. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I ain't. Hey, hello,
hey, hey.
They say a lot about me.
Let me in.
It's a dope joint.
Listen,
I can't believe you skipped right. Sets.
Made same. That's what's cool about this segment, though.
Yeah.
So here's where I struggle, though. Mostly 11, 12, and 15.
Yeah.
I'll leave it open because I had 11. But 12 and 15 are also great tracks.
It's Nas and Jigga.
For me, I wouldn't have had the Tomb joint.
Really?
I wouldn't have had...
You wouldn't have had Party Life.
Party Life. But I would have had Success, Blue Magic.
I didn't like Blue Magic at all, man. I didn't like Pharrell on this album.
That's what I'm saying, like different strokes.
Yeah.
This shit is... Oh, my God.
This is incredible.
Blue Magic's okay. I don't hate it.
Blue Magic
I know. I know the one I don't like.
Blue Magic
is no ID, right?
The intro to everything.
I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks, too much stress. I guess I blew up quick, cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not in my nuts big. I don't know what the fuss is, my career is
shit's so raw, though.
My rep is impeccable, I'm not to be fucked with shit.
That shit's sample and great beat, that's it. Ain't
no
idea. Yeah,
Jermaine Dupri.
It is.
He's perfect on it, too.
Oh, they said Jermaine on this? Fuck out of here. Yeah, nothing to do with this.
You're not too bright. Good night. Long kiss. Bye bye.
That's all no idea.
He did Fallen.
Fallen ain't terrible either. It's all right.
I got an appetite for destruction, and you're a small fry.
American Gangster was tight, too.
It was, man.
Let that bitch breathe.
Yeah. And this Curtis Mayfield, I believe, for that sound. Who produced this?
I don't know.
Is that Just? Yeah.
Oh, of course it was Just Blaze.
Yeah.
Sound like Joe Budden.
Yeah, together. It does.
Hell yeah.
He did another song in the album, too. I can't remember what song it was.
From the 80s. Home of the Heron,
era of the hustlers. He should have put Joe Budden on that.
Yeah.
Man. I'm an American gangster.
Yeah, dude.
That's that shit.
Great album, man.
Great pick.
Album.
Great pick, man. Great pick.
Woo! If you're trying to educate your friends about hip-hop, make sure you pick up these hip-hop essentials.
Yeah, man. Nas I Am, Jay-Z's American Gangsta, Slum
yes,
Village, Slum Village.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
do your homework.
That'll do it for 37, man.
This will be on the exam.
Yes. Ooh, wait.
Ooh. Oh. Do an exam.
A quiz? That should be dope,
man.
We're
going to
do a test.
We're going to call a random listener.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to ask you questions.
At a random time of day.
At a random time of day.
Whose album was this?
Go! 30 seconds.
J-Mac. No.
Fuck.
No. Mola. No. I don't know.
Beep. Sade. Yeah. Sade.
Yes, indeed, man. Yo, 37, man.
It's
you know where to
go down.
Y'all know where to catch us, man. Hit us up, livefromthebasement.com, man. You can get us at Twitter. J-Mac HH.
Oh, yeah.
Major HH. At Mola 1.
And you could go live the basement. Follow us on Twitter.
Yes, indeed, man.
We Gets Live on Facebook.
Yep.
Email us at info@livefromthebasement.com. You can call us and leave a message or a text message anytime. The number is 313-757-2576.
Live from the basement.